At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
A warm up, Bobby Blow. Welcome to Bobby Las Vegas for Kelsey Kessie with myself, Greg Eves Peterson. Now, part of the Beeson Family Podcast, we've got a great podcast for you guys. We're going to be joined in segment number two by Rob Donaldson. He does great work as the co-host of the All Eyes Podcast. We're going to be chatting with him just about how he handles the offseason, how he tries to get set for the upcoming campaign, if he finds any value in the futures market in this time of year, because we do have a lot of these NBA draft decisions that are going to be coming up within the next few days. So we're going to be getting his thoughts as to whether or not this is a good time or a bad time to be diving in on some futures. And we're also going to be chatting with him about a few teams that he's been impressed with regards to the moves that they've made in the offseason, a few pivotal NBA draft decisions in his eyes as well. So we're going to be chatting about that with him in segment number two. We're going to be taking a look at the news and notes that we got in the last 48 hours of college basketball, because we rolled out our first conference preview on the podcast yesterday with the Atlantic Sun. So we got a little bit of cleanup there, but we haven't seen a ton in college basketball this weekend. I'm thinking more or less none of these guys are on Memorial Day weekend. I'm thinking that we're going to be seeing a slew of NBA draft decisions, a slew of transfer news within the next few days. We're sort of in that awkward holding pattern before that May 31st deadline is reached. So we're sort of there. So not a ton there, but we're going to have a great chat in segment number two and just get you guys set for what is going to be an exciting next few days with regards to the transfer portal and these NBA draft decisions. And if you do have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @GNet_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, name does not matter, so as per usual, please do send these into the timeline. The other way is via an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire in whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. Really did not get in any Twitter questions today, and man, we really have not seen anything in the transfer portal over the last 48 or so hours. We shall see if that is going to be changing a little bit on Monday, but very silent on this front. Really, the only thing that we saw was Abdu Sam. He was over at Rhode Island this last season. He has decided that he is going to be going to good old IUPUI, old IUPUI. So that's good for them. He was able to average 3.5 points, 2.7 rebounds per contest. Did see 17 starts this last season. And for IUPUI, they weren't as pathetic last year as they've been in past years. So that's good. Their defense was very much lackluster. So he's going to be able to help a little bit on that front. And for Abdu Sam, he was a guy that 247 Sports rated as the number 7 recruit in the state of Maryland for the class of 2021. So I do think that there's some upside there. And you know what? IUPUI, they still stink, but at the very least, they were better than UW Green Bay last season. We could see a reversal there with what UW Green Bay has done. But IUPUI starting to get a little bit of positive momentum. We did see a few NBA draft decisions over the last few days, though, as well, that are worth noting. Now, this one, I had a feeling that he was going to be coming back to school, Jalen Hill. I mean, he had a solid 9.5 points per game last season at Oklahoma, 5.8 boards. He's able to pop some threes, but doesn't necessarily shoot them well. 29% three-point shooter at 6'7". He has decided that he is returning to school. Was playing at Oklahoma last year. He's going to be attending UNLV this year, so that is of significance for the Running Rebels. We did see L. Ellis pull out of the NBA draft as well. I mean, good numbers, but Problem was, they came for Louisville last year. He was able to register 17.5 points, 4.4 assists. Top 5 in all of college basketball in turnovers per game at 3.8. Shot about 32% from 3-point range. Keep in mind, a bad shot for L. Ellis was better than a good shot for pretty much anyone on that Louisville team. But he is going to be returning to school. He will not be at Louisville, though. He is actually going to be returning to Arkansas, which is where he's transferring to. According to John Rothstein, Tyler Perry pulled out of the NBA draft, but I didn't see him listed on any sort of an NBA draft list or anything like that. But, I mean, if he was in the NBA draft, congratulations, Kansas State. You aren't going to be getting Tyler Perry back. I don't know if there was any sort of a threat or not of him actually getting drafted or anything like that, but Tyler Perry will be indeed at Kansas State. So, I mean, there's just not a lot going on right now in terms of college basketball. We're sort of in that holding mode, and it is really going to be coming down in the next few days. The NBA draft decisions need to be made by the 31st of May, so this podcast is going to be a lot more busy the next few days. Hopefully, you're all enjoying a wonderful Memorial Day. Be sure to keep in mind those that made the ultimate sacrifice for this country. Be sure to enjoy some time with friends, family, maybe a good cookout, barbecue, what have you. But coming up next, Rob Donaldson. He does great work over with the All Eyes podcast. We're going to be asking him about sort of his preparation for the upcoming season, what's been really standing out to him, and if there's any value in the futures market right now with many of these pending NBA draft decisions. That's up next right here on Cuts Cuts Suits with myself, Greg Hughes Peterson, now a part of the Eastern Family Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Are you ready to become a winning sports bettor? Schedule a call with SBIA to find out how their service can make you a long-term winning player. They've developed an innovative algorithm that maximizes units return, and they are so confident in their system that they offer a money-back guarantee. Sign up by October 31st and get their MBA package at no cost until they reach 10 net units. They treat sports betting like a business. So if you want to learn how to make your sports betting dreams a reality, visit them at SBIA1.com and check them out on social media at SBIA Sports.
With myself, Greg Eats Peterson, now a part of the VSIN Family Podcast. It is great to be joined by our guest, is Rob Donaldson. He does absolutely tremendous work handicapping the sports that I do. I know that this time of year, he does a great job on the MLB front. And then when it comes to the wintertime, he is doing an amazing job taking a look at the great game of college basketball. You're able to catch him as the host of the All Eyes Podcast. You're able to find that on YouTube, youtube.com/Rob Donaldson for that, as we do have Rob Donaldson on board. You're able to follow my Twitter at RobDFB. And it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Greg.
Rob, it is great to have you aboard. And first things first, before we dive into any draft decisions, any teams in general, how do you just try to prepare for the upcoming season? Because I mean, this is not the time where we need to be spending like 8 hours a day taking a look at college basketball or anything like that. With 17-plus under players in the transfer portal, it would just be a defeatist effort trying to keep track of every single move at every single minute. And there's just not enough value in the futures market with only one team winning the national championship to make it worth our while. But how do you try to gather information? Because much like a college research paper, in my opinion, you don't want to be trying to put off doing research on 360-plus D1 teams until like a week before the start of the season. At the same time, as I laid out, 8 hours a day might not necessarily be the world's greatest thing either.
Yeah, 100%. Right now, especially with the transfer portal really blowing up the past 2-3 years, it's really difficult to, at this point in time, just kind of dive in full-fledged into college basketball, especially with, you know, players going to be withdrawing from the NBA draft or be transferring to different schools. Once the kind of dominoes start to fall, then you start to make your notes. Like, for example, Hunter Dickinson, obviously, just recently committed to Kansas. And Grant Nelson has an NBA draft decision coming up, and he's also in the transfer portal. So right now, it's just kind of a feeling out process. Watch the dominoes fall, make notes, but don't get too deep into just kind of analyzing where teams stand right now.
Absolutely. And there are some moves that are of big significance. Like, for example, going and taking a look at Graham Ike and what he might be able to do for Gonzaga. That's of significance. Guy that averaged 2 points per game at UW Green Bay transferring out of the program, probably not going to be something that you want to be wasting your time on either. So I do think that that is a big part of it. And we should be seeing a lot of these moves that we do want to be diving in on within the next few days, because with the NBA draft deadline that is coming up this weekend, how do you gauge this time of year? Because I know that there's quite a few bettors that they do find a lot of value in terms of the futures market, because if you're able to deduce, oh, I think that Oscar Tshiebwe and Antonio Reeves, for example, just take a look at Kentucky, that they're going to be able to come back, you can be able to get some good value right now in Kentucky, in my opinion. Then again, if both of those guys decide we are going to be staying in the NBA draft, that means that the Kentucky odds are going to be cratering. And if you place that feature, you are getting the short end of the stick. Meanwhile, if you waited, you're probably going to be able to get a little bit more value. How do you gauge this time of year? Is this a time of year where you'd want to be diving into futures, or are you someone that you pretty much just want to be staying away from it, let the dominoes fall as they may, and just regroup from there?
Well, you know, there are some certain teams that you kind of have an idea of what their roster will consist of come college basketball season. And another roster that's kind of shaping up that I like is California, the Golden Bears, who have been awful the past few years. And for that reason, I think there's a lot of value with betting on teams like that. For example, like Louisville, or picking up one of these culture type programs who do have a lot of roster pieces that they've added that are really likable. You already kind of mentioned it, but like Graham Ike going to Gonzaga. Some of these rosters already have an identity, and for those, I think you can place futures bets on. I'm not too deep into the market of, you know, if there's a lot of decisions coming up on a certain roster, kind of targeting those sort of teams and trying to be speculative there. I do wait and kind of see what the roster will consist of once the season has more of a shape to it. But right now, I do like betting on the teams that you can kind of envision what their roster will look like.
Yep, absolutely. And I do think that it's hard to be able to take a look at futures right now, because there's not a single team at DraftKings as below 11-1, and that would be Duke, who is currently at +1100 to be able to win the national title game. And I do think that just taking a look at futures right now, it is very difficult, to your point, as Rob Donaldson does great work on the All Eyes podcast, joining me right here on Coast to Coast Hoops, because we just don't know what these rosters are going to be looking like, because we mentioned it with last year, North Carolina. They were the number one team in all of college basketball coming into the year. It was pretty much they, Houston, and Gonzaga that were at the top of the odds board. And really, Houston was the only team that gave you fair value in terms of your future if you place that in the preseason, and not even they were able to make the Final Four. And I do think that it's very beneficial to wait a few games if you are going to be taking a look at the futures market and actually seeing the product out there, rather than try to speculate during the preseason, because even though you might not be able to get
quite the same number that you're going to be able to get preseason. I do think that there's a lot of value in actually seeing what you're betting on, because a lot of these schools, there's just so much turnover in this day and age of the transfer portal.
Oh, 100%. And once those early season tournaments start to take shape and we actually see these teams matched up with out-of-conference opponents, you can get a really good idea of how good a team actually is and if, you know, what you projected coming into the season is actually coming to fruition. I think UConn is a great example of not getting too caught up in what happens in conference play, but looking at how they perform against out-of-conference opponents. Obviously, they started last season really great, and then they had that little stretch in the middle where they were starting to drop a lot of games, and it was just a question of whether or not maybe they peaked too early, and then obviously they hit their stride right at the end there as well, and kind of seems silly to even think about questioning them at that middle stretch of the season.
And I do think that in terms of the odds board that we're seeing right now in terms of futures, I actually do agree with the top two teams are up there. Duke at plus 1,100, Kansas at plus 1,200 are the two shortest shots, and as of right now, I do think that these are the top two teams that I project in college basketball entering into the season. Now, no doubt, we're going to be seeing a lot of moves. Like, Kentucky is that number three team. If you get back Oscar Tshiebwe, Antonio Reeves, I wouldn't be able to put them in front of Kansas or Duke, but I think that they're certainly going to be a force. If both of those guys leave, that'd be an issue. Like, if UConn as well, if they get back Andre Jackson, who I think is going to be gone, they're currently at 14-1. I think there might be a little bit of value there. If they don't get them back, that is going to be a little bit rough for them, but at the same time, just in terms of your evaluations, do you think that we're relatively on point with regards to a lot of these futures? Because I do think that the shorter shots, they're up there. Maybe I could downgrade some of these teams, but I do think that the teams that are towards the top, Duke, Kansas, UConn, even Arkansas, I think that they're pretty fairly priced, and I do think that they do deserve to be towards the top of the polls in terms of the power rankings, what have you, coming into the start of the season.
I absolutely agree. And with teams like Duke, Kansas, Kentucky, UConn, even Purdue, Arizona at this point, they have pretty high baselines for their floor because, one, they're always bringing in talent from the high school ranks. And a lot of those teams that we just talked about are bringing in also transfer portal talent as well because of their head coaches and because of the culture of those programs. Taking a shot right now with, say, you know, a Kentucky or a Kansas, you're not really putting yourself too far out there because even if they are having, say, a down year, at one point in time, they will regardless have enough talent to potentially make a run or do damage when it comes to tournament play.
I do think that they're going to be able to just give you that nice floor. Now, we did not see that last year with North Carolina. That was a unique situation. And I do think that North Carolina is a prime example of not getting overly invested in a March run as well. This is something that I like to talk about every year on the podcast because we always see these teams that they're able to make that magical run in March where they are the darlings of the tournament. They go from being like an 8 seed and making the Final Four. We saw like Miami, they made that big run to be able to get into the Final Four. And I think that fading these teams just in terms of futures, fading these teams in terms of a lot of their games early on in the season typically can be very beneficial because I think a lot of people overreact to what they saw last, and I think that there could be some good value in taking a look at these teams that maybe overachieved a little bit in the tournament and banking on them and vice versa. Maybe a team like, say, an Alabama, a Purdue that bowed out a little bit early, you might be able to find a little bit of value on them because what people saw last was disappointment.
Yeah, absolutely agree, especially on the latter point of a team like Purdue, who everybody saw get bounced by Fairleigh Dickinson in sort of an embarrassing quote-unquote fashion. And obviously we have to see what happens with a guy like Zach Edey in that situation, but betting on them to kind of overachieve, even in a sense of, from people's perspective of them being an early, you know, round of 32 team that gets bounced, I think it's actually, there's a lot of value in betting on Purdue, Arizona, teams like that, who I think have a lot of upside because we have seen them go to the final stages of a Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight or even the Final Four, and it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they can do it again.
No doubt about it. As joining me on the podcast, we do have Rob Donaldson. He does great work over on the All Eyes podcast. And when it comes to some of these NBA draft decisions that we are going to be seeing, is there, in your opinion, one or two of significance that it might shape the way that you are taking a look at a team? Because I did mention Kentucky a few times. The fact that you've got Oscar Tshiebwe, Antonio Reeves out there, I think that that's big for them. Because if Kentucky doesn't bring back Tshiebwe and Reeves, they're going to be a very young team, granted a very talented team. But I always like to bank on teams that they've got a little bit of consistency. They've got some seasoning to them, and that would certainly be providing that to Kentucky. If these guys don't come back, I think that that would be a big giant bummer for them. I take a look at a team like Baylor. Adam Flagler is right now on the fence, and if they're able to get him back in the backcourt, not that I like Baylor to win the national championship or anything like that, but in a Big 12, I think that they're still relatively rock solid. If they don't get back Adam Flagler, I do think that there might be a little bit of a fall off there. Is there maybe a decision or two that you're taking a look at? And it might sort of shape the way that you take a look at them a little bit going into the season.
We kind of already mentioned him earlier in the podcast, but Grant Nelson, who is in the transfer portal and also a potential NBA drafted declaree, I do think that he has the ability to shape up the college basketball landscape if he does go to one of the blue blood type programs or a higher up echelon program in college basketball. And I also do think he has potential to go in the second round of the NBA draft. So that would be definitely a big one. And you mentioned it with Baylor. I think Adam Flagler's out there. They have Keontae DeGeorge, who's obviously leaving. And then they have a few other guys who have exited in the transfer portal as well. So that's going to be an entirely different looking team. Same with Arkansas. They have a lot of guys who are making decisions on their NBA futures, and they have already transferred out of the program as well. So yeah, the NBA draft and the way that the NBA does it in terms of a guy can declare for the NBA draft and then potentially come back to school, it definitely throws a wrench into projecting some of these college basketball teams entering the season.
Yep, and I do think that it is going to be interesting to take a look at some of those late moves as well, because as we know with NBA draft decisions, there are some teams that they are going to be very encouraged by what they get, and there are going to be some teams that they lose out as well. If someone like a Grant Nelson decides to return to school, Arthur Kaluma as well, and they put their name in the transfer portal, one of those teams that they lose out, that is going to be very, very big for them, and they're going to be very coveted in the market. And I did touch upon it a little bit. I do like taking a look at some of these teams with a little bit of chemistry coming back. How do you view just sort of this time of year? Because we have a lot of schools that are making these big splashy moves. Like a lot of people are raving about the moves that Houston has made, West Virginia being able to get all that they have, Hunter Dickinson going to Kansas. I think that that's a big deal, no question, but I like taking a look at schools that they're doing the exact opposite and they're not losing a lot of their players. And I think that in this day and age of college basketball, chemistry matters. And while it's not necessarily sexy to look at Florida Atlantic and them really not losing anyone, I think that that is important to take note of. And I do think that that lends to them some value coming into the year because they're still able to keep that chemistry. And at the same time, they're sort of out of sight, out of mind because they aren't making these sizzle moves.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And you mentioned team chemistry. I would also bring up that I think role playing and guys having a specific role and fitting it to a T is even more important. And a lot of times what we see from whether it's super teams in the NBA or a team compiled of a bunch of college basketball transfers is that sometimes, yeah, individually they might be very talented, but as a collective, when they're on the floor and it's 5v5, they just have an issue with whether it's, you know, or not sharing the ball enough or not fulfilling a certain role. And so they might be, as a team or individuals, very talented, but a lot of these teams do fall short of expectations when they are kind of just a mishmash of a bunch of talented pieces because a lot of these guys don't really truly know their role. And that's definitely something to be worried about, especially with a team like West Virginia this offseason who has added so much from the transfer portal.
Yep, I agree with you. And I do think that there's going to be a lot of value in fading some of these teams early that they might have a completely new look roster. Like, I like Austin Peay, and I do think that because I did my Atlantic Sun preview about 24 or so hours ago, that they're going to be solid in that conference. But they're a team that, because they have a lot of moving parts, I could see myself betting against them first few games of the season. When you've got a team like a Providence, I think that they could peak late but really be a fade early. I'm not sure if you take a little bit of this approach, but some of these teams with a lot of moving parts, I typically like to bet against them, have them valued a little bit lower than the market towards the beginning part of the season, and then towards back half of the season as they gain chemistry, as they are able to progress. Arkansas, case in point, year in and year out, I do feel like they lend a lot more value towards back half of the season where they don't at the beginning part.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And you brought up Austin Peay. That is a team that I'm actually eyeing as a potential really great mid-major team this coming season. And the biggest reason for that is, yes, they have added a lot of transfer portal guys, but a lot of those guys are actually coming from the same team in Northwestern State. So I do think that there's some built-in chemistry there, but you kind of mentioned it. Well, teams like Memphis in the past or Arkansas this year, or even a team like St. John's, who obviously Pitino is coming in there, but they are completely reshaping that roster. I am a little bit wary to kind of buy into those teams, especially early in the season, because what we see time and time again, like we just kind of talked about, you know, individually they might be talented, but there's going to be a month, maybe even 2 month period where they're still trying to figure it out, but they're going to be catching lines that are heavily inflated because of the perception of what they could be.
Yeah, no question about it. I think that that's a good point there. And for SAP, I put them number 3 in the Atlantic Sun, just behind Eastern Kentucky. I do think that them being able to come off of that CBI run is going to be big for them. And the Cincinnaters, who hopefully they play a little bit of defense this year, but we're able to light it up from three-point range. But I do think that they're going to be able to lend a lot of value, one of the teams that I think is most likely to go from worst to first in their conference. And Rob, you're always first in my book. You do an absolutely amazing job. Take a look at the game of college basketball. I know that this time of year, your bets are on the baseball front, and you do an amazing job there as well. And I know that you've got a couple different shows. I know you've got a few things that you're working on right now. So let the good people at home know what's on tap for you and how people can follow along on social media and other platforms.
Yeah, I always love coming on, Greg. Thank you for having me. You're always a delight to talk to. And if you do want to follow my work, the best way is just to go to follow me on Twitter at RobDFB. And from there, I do a lot of YouTube stuff. I have a lot of interviews that I go through on a daily or weekly basis, rather. And I'm always trying to put out content. So yeah, definitely just go follow me on Twitter to stay up to date with everything. And that's probably the best way to follow me there.
And Rob does an absolutely tremendous job on the front of the two sports that I do, baseball and college basketball. So if you like what you hear from my two podcasts, the Baseball Betting Show along with Coast to Coast Hoops, you'll probably like Rob's work as well. So he does a great job on both of those fronts. A big thanks to Rob for joining me on Coast to Coast Hoops, now part of the VSiN family of podcasts. And if you do like what you're hearing from this fine podcast, Coast to Coast Hoops, you're able to subscribe wherever your podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. If you have a question, comment, segment idea, what have you for this podcast, you do have one of two ways we offer those in. First one is my Twitter timeline at @JNN_D1. Keep in mind, letters EM, maybe does not matter, so as per usual, please send these into the timeline. Other ways, find an Apple Podcast review. If you rate this podcast 5 stars, it is very much appreciated. From there, you're able to fire whatever you'd like to hear on this podcast via that 5-star review. We're going to be starting to do a few more conference previews. You got a nice little taste with the Atlantic Sun. I think it might be another week or two before I'm able to put out the next conference preview, but most likely going to be looking at the Big Sky, the America East, along with the Big South. We're going with the low/mid-majors with very, very high up in the alphabet letters. And then as we go along, we're going to be getting into the bigger and bigger conferences since they've got the most moving parts. But please do enjoy your Memorial Day. I'll be with you guys every single day on this podcast, which means I'll be joining you once again tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.